Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Last fall and this winter have been dry, leaving most parts of the state in some level of drought. We are a few weeks away from another growing season, and who knows how much moisture lies ahead. Today, I'll suggest some ways you can limit the forage problems drought could cause. Drought is likely to be a problem again this summer, at least somewhere. Because hay can be costly when pastures are short, we need to consider ways to minimize damages if we receive less than average rainfall. Fortunately, early spring is a time you can take action that can minimize some of the drought's problems. For starters, prepare a strategy for using any remaining hay. One of the better options is to feed hay a bit longer into spring before turning cows out to permanent pasture. I know this action is opposite of many recommendations that you should graze more and feed less hay, but allowing pastures to accumulate a bit more growth before grazing begins will provide more total grazing if drought prevents much growth later on. Leftover hay can be used later during the grazing season to give pastures more time to recover between grazings. Another strategy is to plant annual forages for pasture or hay. Some excellent choices are oats planted early in the spring as possible, or summer annual grasses like sedan grass, sorghum sedan hybrids, and pearl millet planted once soils are good and warm. Late May or early June is usually the best time for these grasses. So reserve some ground now for these drought insurance grasses before you plant everything to corn, beans, or other crops. And don't forget about possibly planting these grasses or even some fall cover crop forages into wheat stubble as a double crop after harvest. If the rains don't come, planning and acting now to reduce potential forage losses from drought will pay big dividends. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.